Post-Hypnotic Press presents Anne of the Islands by Lucy Maud Montgomery. Narrated by Colleen Winton.
2. All the girls all over the world who have wanted more about Anne. All precious things discovered late, to those that seek them issue forth, for love in sequel works with fate and draws the veil from hidden worth. Tennyson. Chapter 1. The Shadow of Change.
"Harvest is ended and summer is gone," quoted Anne Shirley, gazing across the shorn fields dreamily. She and Diana Barry had been picking apples in the Green Gables orchard, but were now resting from their labors in a sunny corner, where airy fleets of thistledown drifted by on the wings of a wind that was still summer-sweet with the incense of ferns in the haunted wood. But everything in the landscape around them spoke of autumn. The sea was roaring hollowly in the distance, the fields were bare and sere, scarfed with goldenrod. The brook valley below Green Gables overflowed with asters of ethereal purple, and the lake of shining waters was blue, 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 not the changeful blue of spring, nor the pale azure of summer, but a sweet, steadfast, serene blue, as if the water were past all moods and tenses of emotion, and had settled down to a tranquillity unbroken by fickle dreams.
"It has been a nice summer," said Diana, twisting the new ring on her left hand with a smile. "Miss Lavender's wedding seemed to come as a sort of crown to it. I suppose Mr. and Mrs. Irving are on the Pacific coast now."